And as we read, he came to Jesus at night. Is that significant? Well, no, as you read the scriptures, every detail is significant. We don't always know why, but it's significant. How is the fact that he came at night significant? Did he have a busy day and this is the only time he could go? My schedule is so booked, I can only go see Jesus at night. Nicodemus must be prudent. He needs to be prudent. He needs to be careful. A, he's not really sure who this Jesus is. B, he can't risk problems with the other elders. He has to, at least now, protect his position as a Pharisee. So let us be discreet and go at night when we won't be seen. Moreover, in order to find out truly who Jesus is, he needs some face time, as we say. He needs a one-on-one conversation. What better time than at night? And what's amazing is that Jesus doesn't say, "Excuse me, have you seen what time it is? Like, the shop is closed." It's like, "I need to sleep. I mean, I may be God, but I need to sleep, okay?" No, with Jesus, the shop is always open. And so he comes at night. Now, it doesn't mention anything about the apostles. They are perhaps present, but they're not being mentioned suggests that they are not an obstruction. They're not an impediment to the intimacy that Nicodemus would like to have with Jesus. They're sufficiently well trained and that they step aside when Jesus needs to be alone with somebody. So he comes at night and Jesus welcomes him. In verse 2 we read, well, we continue to read, he said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." It's really quite striking. He calls Jesus Rabbi. It's an amazing greeting, especially since Jesus is not officially a rabbi. I don't think Jesus went to the rabbinic school. Why would he, who needs to be prudent, of course, there were no microphones at the time, so there was no risk of, you know, of something making an appearance on the campaign trail later. But he calls Jesus nonetheless rabbi. What he does quite simply and quite humbly is to acknowledge the wisdom of Jesus beyond any questions of specific training. Rabbi. Oh, wise one. And he acknowledges, as we also read in that verse, perhaps only with a vague sense, but nonetheless, that Jesus is somehow sent. That Jesus is somehow on a mission. You're a man on a mission, and I want to know what that is. I want to know who you are and what your mission is. We know that no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him, unless God has sent him. And we continue to read verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen. I say to you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Okay, so the greeting of Nicodemus is quite amazing. The response of Jesus is no less amazing. Of course, there again, if you were to think in more logical terms, in more human terms, you would probably expect Jesus to say, well, thank you very much. That's kind of you. I'm actually sent. I'm on a mission. My name is Jesus the Christ. The guy who sent me is, we call him Father. And so you sensed correctly. So there's not this immediate, you know, conversation that you would expect, as it happens most of the time. It's really unsettling. So Jesus doesn't respond with a greeting. He responds with this response that's just unbelievable. Amen, amen. I say to you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. There you go. Greeting. That's my greeting. So Jesus does not introduce himself. You would expect He's coming to know who Jesus is. You would expect Jesus would say something about himself. Out of respect for this fellow's mind and his heart, his inquiry, and the fact that he's taken this risk and he's come to see Jesus at night, why does Jesus not just say, "This is who I am. You've come to discover who I am. This is who I am." Instead, this unusual statement, is Jesus being impolite? I know that when I don't introduce myself, I'm being impolite. And it happens from time to time because this happens to some of us. We get a little self-absorbed there and oh my gosh, there's people around me, I forgot. Hi, my name is. When Jesus does not seemingly introduce himself, he's not being impolite. There again, you can always safely presume that Jesus is never impolite. It seems to be impolite, taking these bizarre shortcuts in his encounters. That's what he's doing, in a sense. He's taking a shortcut that only he can take, that because he's the one taking it, somehow includes what seems to have been left out in the shortcut. Sort of the typical polite protocol that is normal in human interaction. That somehow is included when Jesus goes for the gusto. And that's what Jesus does. But Jesus knows his interlocutor, the person to whom he is speaking. He can read that person. So he knows when he can go straight to what is essential, because Jesus loves to go to what is essential. So here he does it. Nicodemus can go with him there, so they go there. Amen, amen, I say to you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above.